Long time no see.
I know.
With Dean Sidoris of Caffeine and Kilos.
Was there any movies? Maybe there's no good movies.
You know, I was shocked about how quick this one went to Prime.
Well,
for
I was
free.
Stoked when
that's
you
cool.
texted me that.
The deal was it was originally just going to go to Prime. And
I saw that.
And then they realized it had some potential. And so Amazon, like every other streaming service, is trying to figure it out at this point.
Because they
like,
made this one, right?
They're yeah. still trying. That's what I meant when I said I saw that. When it was starting up, the intro, it was like Amazon yeah. production
Studios,
or whatever.
Yeah.
yeah.
I was born in Beaverton to start off this show.
Really?
Yeah.
You got Nike in your blood.
Yeah.
You're wearing them.
Around the same era, too. I mean, I was born in 88.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of...
This was like, what, 84, 83?
84 is when he was drafted. 84, 85 was his, first year. And then, obviously, the success was overnight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you read the title, we're talking about Air, the story
of
how...
Oh, you got him on, too. Did you do that on purpose? I didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about it. I should have. I'm an idiot.
The story of how Michael Jordan came to Nike.
Yeah, I just threw him on. I didn't even think.
Yeah, I did it on purpose.
Yeah, you got the real ones. I got the pink boys.
These are the 2015s. Version,
yeah, but the iconic,
Chicago. The iconic Chicago, Chicago one.
Because they call them what now? They call them new sneakerheads. Will call them breads. Old sneakerheads want them to be called.
Well, these are always the Chicagos. The breads
are
the black with the black and red.
Yeah, and every color or every number, they still call them a bread.
They still call them a bread. Yeah, these are the 2015 year was a good year for these. Because they made them with like still the quality leathers
yes, some
and
leather.
Shit and the but yeah the what's it called? Interesting movie.
You liked it? I almost want to rate it now.
Oh man, okay. We'll start with the intro.
Yeah,
yeah.
How sick was just the intro?
Yeah, it was good.
Just like 80s vibes.
Yeah,
that was really really good.
That was like one of my favorite parts of the movie. It does set it up.
Yeah.
Like you're like oh you get submerged.
Yeah.
Into the 80s like hardcore.
And it's funny because they mirror that much later in the in the movie when Matt Damon's character Sonny Vaccaro is giving the speech to Jordan in the pitch meeting about rising and falling and they'll love you they'll hate you all that stuff and it's all the real
I wonder how accurate Jordan's. That speech was.
Did he say it? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
And because they obviously tailored the living fuck out of the narrative with Sonny and his mom.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jordan was, like, some of it's real. Like, Jordan was kind of underrated coming out of college. Everyone thought James Worthy was going to be the better player. There's a bunch of guys in the draft they thought would be better, and they thought Jordan would be good. Like, no one really did think Jordan would be Jordan.
So... having read a little bit behind the scenes stuff, Affleck, who directed this, conferred with Jordan on a lot of like little detail stuff to make sure that they were getting it right.
That's cool. Jordan got involved.
And he said he would participate as long as like one of his friends would be in the cast, a particular person in the cast, and that Viola Davis would play his mom.
I was going to say, I wonder...
The cast was stacked.
It was good.
It was so stacked.
And I thought it was good.
Yeah,
you know, because like you never know what Chris Tucker's about to bring. And you know
like
what
the Wayne's brother?
Yeah, killed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good. I wonder if Jordan had a say in not having someone play him.
He didn't. That was a decision that because he is such a distinctive looking person.
Yeah, I thought that was like, I was happy they did that.
And Two Alive. Yeah, it would kind of fuck it up. The only one that could play it is Jimmy Buckets. The conspiracy is that Jimmy Buckets
could be
his son.
Yeah, it could be his kid.
Yeah.
The timelines add up.
Perfectly.
The Bulls were in town.
doesn't know his dad.
Yeah,
they did do the CGI and ripped away the hair and like the eyebrows and the mustache, and they look a lot of fucking like.
Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting.
There's some crazy controversies in the NBA that I think we should dive into real quickly that have been on my brain that I don't know how they get ignored.
Yeah, like what?
Go.
Karl Malone, I think, has a kid with a 16-year-old when he's a rookie in the league.
Yeah, he was. I think he was 18 and she was like 17.
But he's in the league, so like he's in the league. That's an old 18.
But also, like, hey, like I'm not trying to get weird here, but like, no, it's Florida. But what state are we in?
We're in Florida.
Like,
what's
the consent age? 16?
No,
I don't know.
I don't want to get weird either because the conversation could get weird. But like, I think even in Canada and the UK and Florida, a lot of places,
there's a lot of places
the age of consent is 16,
which is not okay.
Yeah, it's weird. But 18 to 16 is a little better than I thought, because I thought he was more like 21.
No, I think he was still like technically in his teens.
Maybe. But either way, then this kid doesn't talk about him, doesn't do anything. Now the kid's in the NFL.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know he was in the NFL.
He's in the fucking NFL.
I knew about
this. I think he plays for the Dolphins.
Oh, damn.
He looks just like Carl. He's a freak.
Yeah.
Where's another one? The Jimmy Butler one.
Yeah, the Jimmy Butler one.
The trail does kind of slowly, you know, disintegrate, but Jimmy's Jordan played like the Rockets perfectly with 3 days off around the timeline that Jimmy would have to be conceived, and his mom's from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird one. Steve Nash during his MVP run in the NBA for the Phoenix Suns has a not white child.
Oh.
And his wife and his woman's white?
Yep.
Oh.
Huh.
And a couple teammates were not.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, that's just not how biology works.
I'm not a geneticist, but I don't think it works that way either.
I'm not a gossip columnist. I'm not a geneticist. Yeah. All I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think there's a docile black gene in me.
I don't think that, like, that has ever been recorded as happening just randomly.
No. You know, like, they say, like, red hair could be docile, so it could skip generations, or blue eyes or some shit. Yeah, I don't think black skin is.
I don't think so.
But that happened.
I never heard that story.
And I think they know who.
Oh, okay. So there's like a, not like a LeBron James situation where the guy was banging his mom but I think now that, he's on the streets.
Yeah, but I think people know that too. Poor Delonte West. I mean, he's bipolar.
You see
then
pictures.
Then he ends up making mistakes.
Yeah, then you see videos of him still. People no, like fucked. Put him on video and he's like,
I think Mark,
kind of a liquor store.
Yeah, Mark Cuban gave him a job to work for the Mavs because he played for the Mavs for a season. Like, ball boy type, just like trying to help him out, and I think he ended up back on the streets. Yeah, it's insanely sad.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's all the country.
That's all
have.
The country.
I'm sure I have more.
Well, and then the fact that everybody in the NBA is on shit.
Yeah, that does interest me. I don't
like,
know.
Clearly, LeBron's on everything.
He's got to be on some HGH, right?
Yeah, HGH.
He looks so good.
What is EPO? What's the one where you just don't ever get tired?
Yeah.
EPO does seem interesting. Or blood doping? Like, why is blood doping illegal? Is there negatives?
I don't think there's really negatives. It's just that it's cheating. It's not everybody. I mean,
it's only cheating because it's against the rules.
They're not giving it to everybody. Even with like Tour de France, you can't even like store up your own blood and give it to yourself.
Yeah, but I'm wondering if there's no negatives, why don't we just make it allowed?
Well, I don't know. I'm not the person making that decision.
I understand testosterone.
I think because it's dangerous. Potentially,
that's why I wonder if there's negatives. Because testosterone and stuff, I understand.
Theoretically, you have too many platelets or whatever, you can have a stroke. You can have other heart stuff, other cardiac issues. So yeah, there's a downside, but it's not a downside if it's being used correctly. But it's also like correctly is to treat, you know, actual medical issues and not.
Yeah. What is the original use? Not to get like too deep into it. Like, what is the point of
probably
it?
Some kind of cancer
stuff?
I'd imagine
it's when you're
like flushes some cells out.
Yeah,
like healing. Yeah, you're throwing more healing cells in there. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Dean, your microphone's trying to go down.
Yeah, mine's
again.
Sinking too.
I don't know what the fuck.
We got big heads. It's right.
Just tilt it up.
Like this?
Yeah, there we go.
That better?
Yeah, I mean, it should be fine. It's just, I
wonder if I just slouch more. We're not doing video, are we?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are. But
you look cool when you do that.
And you're not being judged.
I'm just like, fuck, can't be bothered.
Hide behind the sneakers.
You're not being judged on your posture.
Yeah, that's okay.
At least not by us.
Yeah. Discord, take it easy on your boy's posture.
If you guys like, I think, any kind of sports or business, I think it's a pretty unique movie.
Yeah, yeah. I liked it, but it definitely felt very fan service-y.
It was.
But it has to be, right? We're talking about a fucking pretty boring situation that you have to make interesting. Not like, you know what I mean? Like
no.
A very like business business transaction movie.
Yeah.
Hey, you know Paul Gomez, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, I did a podcast episode on the old show that we had him on, and he talked about when Nike bought Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this felt like that.
Yeah,
that same
sure.
kind of like like a little bit of an acknowledgement that they're doing a seat of the pants thing, but they're also trying to get into a market that they have not been able to crack before. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I liked about this one in particular, which I guess I've known and you guys have probably known too, but maybe our audience hasn't, is like just because you hear Nike or Reebok or Adidas, like these giant billion-dollar names, they're still just like humans figuring it out.
Yes. It's just a room of people.
Dudes. Yeah. And like maybe they got more educational background, but like they're just dudes.
Well, not Sonny.
Yeah. Like, and there's Sonny's running big companies still.
For sure.
And that's what like a lot of my friends that have successful companies, like, yeah, they know a ton by experience and they have some skills, obviously, to create community or content or whatever it is. But like they're still just like kind of winging it.
Well, like the movie, the show that kind of really like exaggerates that even too is like Succession, right?
I've seen got, like, it, but I've heard it's like, so good.
Yeah, it's decent. The he's got these like just degenerates that are just running the country or yeah. running like the, you know, like how things are. It's just because it's just where they were born or who. It's just like they don't. It's yeah. all bullshit. It's,
who they
the
know?
The suits around them maybe might know more, but like the people actually in charge making yeah. the actual decisions, like just well, bros or. Degenerates.
I think at that level, no one knows, right? Because if it was so simple that you could learn how to build a Nike from college, how many people have gone to college? Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
They ain't building Nike.
No.
Like, there's no science to any of it. And so when you're Nike trying to turn into Adidas or whatever, it hadn't been done in America. Because mm-hmm. Adidas international and they're yeah. running the markets in most sports. Like, to go to that leap, there had never been an iconic brand on the level of Nike ever.
Mm-hmm. No.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. like, it doesn't matter your education or the suits or, like, you still got to make shit up.
Yeah.
And that's what it kind of shows, which I kind of liked.
That's what the book Shoe Dog is really talks about more, like the building of Nike.
Yeah.
Obviously, this movie's about signing Jordan. But like the Shoe Dog book, if you guys haven't read that, like fucking fantastic book, especially for business owners like you guys.
Yeah, look.
You know, it's even do it on audio, whatever.
It's not like, Phil Knight's book, his own book?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's like yeah, his yeah. story. Yeah. Really good.
I don't know a lot about Phil Knight.
It's sick. It's a sick story. It makes you like want to work your ass off.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of those books. This, it gets you fired up.
Even this thing kind of got me fired up, but maybe because it's sure. so niched up to what we do. But yeah. it just like some of the stats, and you know, I just came back from Houston with hanging out with Shawley, who owns Anaka, and Christian Guzman, who owns Alpha Elite, and Max Tuning, who owns Sour Strips, and like, not that they're overnight successes, but all these companies always kind of have a switch that flips.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they're doing good or they're doing fine, and then like. Anything can fucking happen. And that's yeah. what this story kind of feels like. You yeah. know, like, man, you make a couple right decisions and you're off to the fucking races. And yeah. that kind of excites me.
Yeah, for sure. No, like, that's really it. It's like that one big move. You think you're at the top. They're already $1 billion company.
Yeah, which is crazy in the 80s.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what now, right? And yeah. then, but they weren't even nowhere near their potential.
Yeah, they were at 17% of the market.
Yeah, in the NBA.
I think it was, yeah.
I think that was basketball.
Basketball, yeah. They were 17% of the market. Yeah. Now.
They have to be over 50.
Yeah. And 2022, Nike's revenue is $29.1 billion. And the next highest is Adidas at 13.1. That just tells you, like, what a
Who's playing in Adidas? Like, I feel like I'm trying to think of guys on the court. Like, who's playing?
There's definitely, like, Dame Lillard. They have some players. Lillard, they always had players. Like even I bet you that ratio has been pretty constant since like 2000, and they always had a couple guys. They always had like Kevin Garnett. You know, they always snuck in a couple. And there was a couple people that flopped. Like Kobe had a big or flip flop, not flopped as in terms.
What's
of
What's his name that on Celtics? Not Celtics.
Current?
No. Who did Celtics just beat?
Oh, Embiid. And James Harden?
Harden.
Yeah, Harden's got Adidas. You know, so they've always had some hitters. Because, yeah, back in the day, they had Kobe for a while, and they had a really good run.
That's true. Then Kobe went to Nike.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a little flash of Run DMC
in this.
And like,
yeah, they talked about it a good amount.
Yeah, I've told these guys. I went to this exhibit when we were in London called Beyond the Streets. It's been in L.A. and New York, and then this was the London version. It was like... graffiti art mm-hmm. through the centuries and decades.
Oh, that's sick.
And it was sponsored by Adidas. And there was they had a bunch of like Run DMC memorabilia, their shoes, like, you know, their worn shoes and yeah. stuff like that.
No laces.
No laces.
No laces.
Those shoes like are impossible to wear without laces.
And they're just not even
so
comfy.
Annoying.
I never even loved them.
Shell toes?
Yeah.
I had them like when I was younger because it was like a thing with the fat laces like in middle school. Like,
I never loved
them. Yeah, that was it. But they're really popular again like recently with the kids.
They're still going or like Sambas are really hot right now in streetwear.
Yeah, Sambas are fire.
And those like Sambas Stan Smiths. Fire. Yeah.
I've always had an infatuation with just like soccer in general, even though I never played.
Yeah.
But like the style, the haircuts, the the indoor shoes.
I feel like it's only gotten more cultured too. Like it's always had a thing, but they're each guy was kind of an individual. Well, now like you can kind of pick out a soccer player.
Yeah.
You know, because of the Messi and Ronaldo's, or, you know, they kind of like added the arm sleeve or the leg sleeve and a little bit of style to it. Where basketball's kind of always had that since Jordan, really. And that's what they didn't even... Because they had to do fan service, but and they had to explain some stuff. Like, Phil Knight goes on a rant about, like, he's like, well, you make running shoes. You run in them, you work in them, you go to the store in them, and you walk in them. Which was, like, so true. And it's actually back there now. If you're a big sneakerhead, you kind of know that. Like, running shoes and dad shoes are running the game. But for the last 40 years before that, it was 100% basketball shoes.
Yeah, basketball shoes.
You're wearing basketball shoes to play basketball. Seinfeld's wearing fucking basketball shoes.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler's wearing basketball shoes. Like, every rapper's wearing basketball shoes. It was such a thing. And then now, just because basketball shoes and how they're styled, I think they went more towards function rather than they were in the mid-2000s. Because then now, you're just wearing retro basketball shoes.
Yeah.
You're wearing older Jordans, you're wearing older Nikes, foam posits, et cetera, et cetera.
Every new signature shoe, though, now is a fucking low top.
Yeah, which I like.
Think about that.
Like, I like it because like, I'm short. It makes me feel tall.
You couldn't get a low top basketball shoe besides a Kobe.
But and even, Kobe was kind of the first one to make them real popular.
Yeah, and now like the new LeBrons are low tops. The Ja Morants are low tops.
There was a study I went into a long time ago because people always claim ankle support. But that a high top versus low top, I don't think there's
any. Really
do
anything.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
Unless you're wearing the fucking Curry plastic braces, and even, you're not getting any support.
Yeah, even that, I don't know if it actually stops a sprain.
Air cast.
Probably rather not. Than just like mental. Yeah.
Probably not.
Because if your shit's about the twist, your shit's about the twist.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking who knows how much impact from a falling out the sky.
Yeah. Speaking of impact, Matt Damon's weight.
Poor guy.
Yeah, he's wearing a fat suit.
Oh, that's not real.
Good. No, it's not real.
That's good.
He's wearing a fat suit.
Because I was talking to my wife watched with me last night, and I'm like, man, I really hope he didn't gain this weight.
But people
for this role.
People do though.
For this role, like it just didn't matter.
Yeah.
No,
they tried
didn't
to make it matter at the end, like with that little run scene, that little fun scene at the end.
I wonder what his like basketball background was.
His face looked fat though.
It did look a little fat. I mean, he might have got like skinny fat for it.
I don't know if they may have put a neck on him.
He definitely didn't look healthy.
No.
I thought it was real.
Looked super pasty.
I thought it was kind of real, too, to be honest. Yeah, he looked a little, Portland pasty.
Yeah, well, just never fucking, no sun.
No sun.
It's rainy as
miserable.
Fuck.
Well, part of it, I mean, we get down to the casting. Part of it is that they cast people who have pre-existing relationships, so they could play that subtext on screen and seem like they were people who
worked together and shit.
Worked together, had known each other for years or whatever without really having to try. The scenes with fucking Jason Bateman, he was throwing 100 miles an hour. He was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like one of the best actors in Hollywood.
I think so too.
Straight up.
I like a lot of stuff he's in.
Like he
his early comedy stuff was kind of SNL-y and whatever.
Yeah,
it's fine, like Horrible Bosses or whatever, like Ozark, like he's good.
Well, Ozark changed his life.
Yeah.
For sure. Good. I mean, like he was kind of like not taken seriously until Ozark. But also like I'm a huge Arrested Development fan.
Yeah.
Which is like classic. He knows how to play the same character, but like serious and comical at the same time. Like you can jump back and forth where you're not feeling it's two different characters. It's just like this different personalities for the same character.
The announcer in Dodgeball?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
He is good.
He's so good.
That whole like speech about I'm here, but I'm supposed to be somewhere else, and I got to do something tomorrow. I got to be with my kid, and like I'm just barely hanging on to this relationship with my kid. That was fucking masterful. That was such a good
scene.
Having
to bring a, he's like, I'm going to buy Phil's shoes regardless, just so my kid likes me. Like, oh fuck,
yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, every Sunday brings her a new pair of shoes.
Nike really did go off to the races after that. because of this movie and obviously other things, more clips were coming out, and like Charles Barkley was interviewed and talked about how Jordan mentored him into his contract. And so when he got a contract shortly after, I think more in the 90s, with the signature shoe and all that, I think he got royalties and he asked for stocks instead of part of his pay. Yeah. And they did the math, you know, it's like a little clip, but they did the math and he made 10 times more than he would have on a contract.
The OG movie, the OG Jumanji movie.
Yeah.
When the kids wearing the Barclays.
Yeah, those Barclays are hot.
That's like, I feel like might have been when I first got into shoes was from that movie, Jumanji.
Oh, stuff really? Like
when
that.
When a kid had shoes. Those Barclays, like I bought Brock a pair of like toddler baby, not even toddler baby.
Is it the Barclay 94s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have the OG 94s.
Yeah, those are sick.
For baby ones, like from 94 that I bought for Brock when he was like a kid. I still have them. They're those are dope. Sick. They're all fucking like kind of paint's chipping off. Yeah. Like they're sick.
Those are dope.
Yeah, I love those original
Barclays. Shoes are crazy. Yeah, talk about throwback. I was just with Bart and his son's 5. And how I think I started it, and then they ended up teaching him because he has the Bo Jacksons, the trainers.
Oh, sick, yeah.
And I kept telling him about that. And I was like, dude, that guy's crazy athlete because he's getting really into basketball and like baseball right now. And he's like, I wear that Bo Jacksons. Like, dude, like, I didn't even see Bo Jackson play. You know, like, I'm
yeah, it's crazy.
Too young. And yeah. It's already like 4 generations past.
How did you guys like the clips of like real Jordan like mixed into the movie, almost like a docuseries kind of vibe? Like they would throw these real clips in.
I don't think they could do anything other than that, honestly. The only thing that was frustrating to me is why didn't they have, particularly early in the film, why didn't they have better versions of those clips? They look like they got them off YouTube and there's like an up-res them a little bit.
When he was in college? Because that's old. I mean, we're talking 70s.
And they're filmed from a scout, like in the stands.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I think that's why. I mean, because he... He went to Carolina in like 82. So I don't think then basketball wasn't popular. So I don't think you were filming shit.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah. It's just, I just don't think you were filming shit.
Well, the thing that sort of bumped me was that we were supposed to be seeing it as he was seeing it, and it looked older than it would have looked at the time that he saw it.
Oh, maybe.
That's what bugged me about it. But at some point along the line, you just have to kind of let go because of that, the montage when he's giving the speech, that's all stuff that hasn't even happened yet. And that's, you know, varying levels of quality. They didn't try to like make that look perfect either.
What was that like pitch video? Was it just a loop of the shot?
Yeah, why
was it? It was just looping the same shot.
I didn't get that either. So they build a master plan to sign Michael Jordan, right? That's this whole idea.
Yeah.
And this guy has a feeling, and I don't know how accurate that is either, but the idea, how he broke down the basketball play was really cool to me. And he's like, dude, Dean Smith knows, his mom knows, like this guy's got a killer, and no one else knows he's a killer. Because James Worthy was the guy. Jordan was really good. I mean, they talk about his stats and stuff, like averaging 18 in the NC2A is not a joke, but James Worthy was the standout on that team for sure. And then, so they build this master plan, and yeah, part of the pitch is this is perfect, right? They're planning on, you know, Phil Knight coming to the meeting late to show he's busy, and he obviously like ruins the whole thing. But
I'm sure that felt like it was so
real.
Yeah, that felt real. Yeah. Like that. Apparently, he was supposed to be a pretty awkward person.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was really awkward.
I got the same vibes. Yeah, I got the same vibes.
I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I like that. But so everything's like masterful and good. You know, they're like, oh, all right, Chris Tucker, you're going to relate them to them on being a Black American. Like, you go talk to the mom and all this stuff. All seems very well planned out. And then they go to the pitch video.
And it's just a loop.
And it's nothing.
It's shitty music.
Like, it's just not on the same page as where they are because they're trying to do this new shit.
I didn't understand it at all either. Yeah. I know that they didn't want to use a straight up pitch video, but I didn't know what they were supposed to be doing with that footage.
Yeah, maybe that's
no one was
like,
saying anything.
Maybe that's silent. Just part of the old school shit. Like, oh, pitch videos are what we do. So like that's the gold standard to sign someone.
Well, the other ones were like made sense, right? Because they had Larry Bird or Magic, and they were like doing their thing, like that they filmed this like, you know, $100,000 video or whatever, like for that to use for pitches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where this one just was like, he's just showing him tape of him shooting the same shot with shitty music.
Yeah, I don't know either. But even like him predicting the meetings and the other thing are so funny.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, like he knows exactly what's going to happen because he's been in the industry. He knows exactly how you're going to get pitched. And it seems kind of like a duh. It's probably everyone that watches the movie, but like, and they try to make the point and it comes across a little corny, but when they talk about like making a signature sneaker, you know, it's just a sneaker till someone steps in it. Like those are all kind of cliche, whatever things. But at the time, that literally revolutionized fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
The idea that you would make a particular shoe with a person in mind as opposed to, and then market the person as opposed to taking your stock shoe off the shelf and sticking it on someone and hoping that they're popular enough that
they're going to move the needle.
They'll move the needle on
you. Like Larry and, I don't know if Larry and Magic ever got a signature sneaker. Magic might have come out with his own shoe later that was like in Payless.
Like a Shaq shoe situation.
Yeah.
But there's a bit in Winning Time about Magic Johnson and his shoe contract and how...
With the Converse?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he just wore the Weapons, which were just their normal-ass shoe. Yeah, it's weird. Jordan, might have been the first. I don't think... Even nowadays, a soccer player shoe is not very common. Even though, imagine Messi, like, he probably has one, but...
Yeah, I feel like they just have, like, their own... I guess they do have, like, a pro model, you're right.
But it's normally, like, it's
not very
like
many people.
No, and it's just like the Nike Vapor and Messi's colors.
Yeah.
Like they don't have the Nike Messi.
Yeah.
No. Or the, I don't even know, he might be with Adidas or whatever, but
yeah,
I know he was with Nike. Like that's not a common thing. Maradona, like Ronaldinho, Beckham maybe, but most of those people don't get them either. It's literally a basketball thing. Football, no one gets
and
their
skateboarding.
Own clean. Skateboarding now.
Skateboarding, they get their own like
design
shoe.
But often that's only because of Nike.
No, you're
right. Because Nike hopped into skateboarding. Like, I don't know if other companies do it. That, like,
yeah, they were doing it. They were
DC
but it's
and Airwalk and shit.
It's definitely easier for those smaller companies to do it than.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Yeah, so like, come up with that concept from supposedly a guy they hired who's just a scouter. He's just supposed to find the talent.
That's a like a really dramatic. Like marketing inspiration. That's a disrupt.
Yeah.
Right. And and disrupts don't always come from the mainstream people who know what's going on because they can't always see it. But that is a major disrupt.
Some of those meetings felt really authentic too when they're just like going through draft picks. Like even when I'm like picking on who to sponsor or send packages to myself over the years for other companies or now with good company, like that's how I look at shit. Like, oh, this guy might have some potential, or like this guy might, or like what? Yeah, what's his following like? Obviously, the criteria is a little different, but it's funny to see all that. And they're like throwing real names is funny. You know, the gas station guy's talking shit on John Stockton.
I didn't get on everybody.
I didn't get the Gonzaga joke though.
Well, they were saying because nobody at Nike knew where the hell Gonzaga was.
But you know, it's right next door.
Yeah, it's right there.
Like they had to have known.
It's Eastern Washington.
Maybe that didn't fit the narrative.
Yeah, I think that one went over their head because it's right next door. Like they had to have known. And University of Portland is the big Catholic private school there, and they're in Gonzaga's league. They might not have been in their league in the 80s.
Maybe they're just showing the disconnect of like what the corporation had become.
I think so. I think they're showing the disconnect between Nike running and that they don't care about other sports.
Yeah.
That, and I think that some of those executives that are in that room are probably people who came from other companies.
For sure.
And they made it very clear that like none of the other companies are on the West Coast, like period.
Yeah. They made a bunch of like comments and jokes or whatever about Portland versus... Because the shoe capital is now Portland and Seattle. Like a lot of running shoes and shit are in Seattle. But before that, it was Boston. Converse was made in Boston. New Balance was made in Boston. Like all these OG companies were in Boston.
Reebok.
Yeah, but Reebok was because of Adidas and stuff. I think the connection from Europe. Like I don't know where Reebok was actually founded. Maybe it was Boston.
Before.
Adidas owns Reebok now, right?
Yeah. No, they just sold
them. It again. That's right.
But they did for a long time. Yeah, they did for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody knows the Adidas all day I dream about sex thing, right?
Yeah.
Except that I mean, obviously that's not what
like
it
a,
means.
That was like a pop culture made up thing.
Yeah, it's Adidas.
Yeah,
right.
the owner.
Adolf.
Yes, yeah. Adolf. Yes, his name is Adolf. The one I didn't know was the Puma one. I had never heard that
before.
Yeah,
I never heard that either.
I never heard that. We never said that. The Adidas, thing,
and,
like, we said that as like a joke.
And
I've never
songs.
Heard the Puma one.
There's songs about... All day I dream about sex and shit.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the Puma thing was revisionist. I think that's a current sensibility placed
maybe.
Backwards onto an earlier time.
Yeah.
Back onto the 80s. So I don't think that there was anybody saying, please use my ass in the 80s.
Yeah, that was just, yeah.
Yeah, maybe internal Nike hate.
The AIDS pandemic, though, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. I didn't know Puma... because Puma literally just became a player in basketball like last year. Like they didn't even, they've never even dabbled.
Well, the fucking whose shoe is that? That's just like all the, dude, I'm telling you, what's that Puma, Eric, all the kids are wearing with maybe the wings on the side?
Lonzo's, yeah. Or
is it
the
Lonzo?
Younger one. It's the younger one. Dude, I can't think of his name.
I'm telling you, every fucking kid in my neighborhood at the bus stop is wearing those, bro. That is, that has to be, if we looked it up, I bet you that's one of the top selling basketball shoes currently.
Interesting.
I see so many fucking kids with that
What's
shoe.
What's the kid's name? It's not Lonzo. It's the little one.
Lizello? No.
LaMelo.
LaMelo. Yeah, Melos.
Yeah, the Melo.
I think those are Melos.
Dude, those are, those got it, the green ones, the Grinch style ones.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm telling you, like, really? I went to a birthday party that was like older kids, like 9 year olds.
Yeah, and they're all rocking them.
And they were all fucking rocking them, dude.
That's kind of cool. They're still wearing basketball shoes, though, and they're not like.
Okay, dude, I see the kids at the park, like the younger kids, like they're but to be fair, it's all the, at least the white kids.
Yeah. I don't know who's what the shoe is right now. Because what's cool is like I get into shoe TikTok and basketball TikTok, and then they'll mesh over and they'll do like shoe basketball TikTok, and guys will like review the functionality of the shoe. Because they even talk about that in the show or in the movie, you know, when they're designing the shoe. He's like, oh, do you want like form or do you want like function?
Yeah.
You know?
And, well, with the Jordan 1 also, like, I mean, Jordan wore their first prototype, like I think 10 for the first time, like 10 games into the season against the 76ers and fucking stopped wearing them after one game.
Well,
didn't
wear
them again until like December and like 80, like closer to 85 when they came out. But if you look at the shoe that he was wearing most of that season was the Airship or whatever. And it's the same fucking shoe.
Yeah. Or, yeah, you look at the Nike or the Converse Weapon.
Yeah.
It's the same shoe that they're all wearing.
Like
so uncomfortable.
Everything with the Jordan 1 and the Airship is, like, they added, like, a panel here, like, on the back.
Yeah.
And, like, more color around the toe box, but, like, and, like, an extra little piece of material. But the whole thing within the movie is what I'm getting at. The whole part of the movie where they're, like, just designing this, like, nothing like it shoe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
it
that was
like
all bullshit. It was also the exact same shoe as the Airship, which he was playing in.
Right. And it doesn't look that different from like their flagship shoe, like the Cortez or whatever was popping right then. Like,
yeah,
it's not that different.
It wasn't. And it has the same sole as the Ship. It has every, it has the back.
But they get,
you
get into like 1995 to 2005 and Nike goes crazy.
Yeah.
Like some of the shoes look like alien shoes.
Yeah, that was the best era. Like,
no,
dude,
the
like the Air Max 95.
Yeah, and all the different crazy foam posits. Like I had the ones with the bug eyes. Do you remember seeing those? It has a big strap and it literally has like a glowing bug looking eye.
That's right. Yeah.
Like
well,
a flight posit. I think it was a flight posit.
And even the Jordans, like the 13s, had
the
raptor eye. And
they start to get
thing.
Kooky.
Yeah. Or like the little like 3D thing.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the in my I that was not on the shoe. The Raptor Eye was the fucking Jurassic Park watch from Burger King that had the Raptor Eye, like the hologram
one.
Yeah. But it looked like the Jordan.
Yeah,
same thing.
So
that thing was sick
in terms of minutes worn on the court. 22-23 NBA number one Nike Kobe 6.
Yeah,
yeah,
all retro. That's just
you can't even buy. They don't even make them.
That's
anymore.
Why.
Seabass
just hit on those.
That's right. Yeah, the new ones.
He hit on the Mambacitas.
So remember the ones that came out right when Kobe had passed and they did the collab with the daughter? I had exclusive access on there. Didn't notice. Didn't see it.
Uh-oh. You didn't get them?
I didn't get them.
Yeah, they're probably 10 grand right now.
I probably would have felt really dirty selling them though.
No, that's why I told Seabass. I was like, dude, you might want to just rock them.
Anyways, I'm sorry.
I played
in
those for a long time. I played in the 5s and 6s.
The
6s are shoe.
So fire.
Yeah, they're a great shoe.
Number two, Nike PG6.
Yeah, but Paul George's. See, that's what I mean. That's not that good looking of a shoe.
No, it's
but
not.
A lot of guys in the league go for function now, which it makes sense.
It's got a backward swoosh. That's interesting.
Yeah. Dennis Rodman did it first, Mr.
Yep.
Travis Scott.
He did do that first.
Number three, LeBron 20s.
Yeah,
LeBron,
I like those.
The new LeBron 20s are sick because they look like Kobe's.
I wore the 1-3 LeBrons and played in them. All great shoes to play in. And then they just weren't it for me. But these ones, isn't that crazy? LeBron 20s?
Yeah, that's crazy.
20s?
Yeah. He's going to probably catch up to Jordan soon.
No, he will. And they're all shoes he's going to play in.
Yeah.
But like Jordan didn't even play in all of them.
No.
He had baseball years and then retirement years. He didn't play 20 years in the league.
No.
Number four.
I think the last shoe he played in was the 20. With the halo strap around the ankle.
Yeah, those had like
on the Wizards.
Those had like a hologram looking fucking box and shit. Didn't one of them had a metal box?
Yeah, the 17s.
Those are sick.
I had two pairs of those.
Yeah, you had like a metal briefcase box that came with
it. Had like the strap that covered
the
laces.
Tough.
Yeah.
Kobe 5s and KD 15s.
The KDs are nice, too. The KDs are nice. Yeah, see, some of it's not even by anything. Like, no way Paul George is more popular than Kevin Durant or Steph Curry or nothing, but they're wearing his
shoe. I'll bet you that shoe, though, the Puma, has, like, saved Puma's, like, bottom line. Probably. That's got to be their number one selling shoe right now.
It's probably in America.
For sure.
Yeah, in America. I bet you their basic Puma, like their Samba.
Yeah, with the foam.
Yeah, that's probably the main one.
Dude, those
worldwide.
Were so sick, dude. Like, there was an era, like, in, like, I think freshman year of high school or maybe early junior high, where it's like, if you didn't have those Pumas with the foam, like, you were, like, out.
Say they look real good with my Abercrombie.
They did. They were sick. I kind of want a pair now. Again.
No, they're cool.
Those?
Yes.
Yeah, those are
those.
Yeah, those are the mellows.
Those are hot right now. The green, especially.
Electro Aqua.
I kind of wanted a pair. I was seeing them all the time. I'm like, fuck, I kind of want those.
They didn't like
my
dive.
Shoe.
They dove into a little bit about the Nike, the Jordan 1 being illegal, right, because of the colorway. I think their percentages were off. Maybe I'm off. I thought it was a different percentage because they said under 51% had to be white and or black, which they didn't mention. It could have been black, and you could only do 40%. I think the ratio was different.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but
I thought it was like a 60-40, 70-30 with team colors. And then up until 2017, don't quote me, 2018, you couldn't wear any color that wasn't a team color.
Yeah.
And then now you can do whatever.
Now you can wear neon yellow.
So I think that's why that shoe might be bopping, right? Because it goes so crazy. Like Kobe wore the Grinches, but that might have been in 2017 or they might have just made a rule because it was on Christmas that he could do whatever.
Yeah, he could do it for the whole NFL. Like, is still like not letting these guys play in the cool shoes, except for like pregame warmups is when they're wearing all those. Like, it's like, can we just
like who cares?
Who gives a fuck about the shoes?
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like the whole UFC thing too.
Maybe there's a contract thing though. Like, oh, like you want you to be wearing things that you can buy.
Yeah, I do understand that because even the NBA, you're wearing a bunch of custom shoes. But if you're at that level, like, let them wear whatever they want.
Yeah,
like, you're making jersey sales.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole UFC thing, too, right? Like, they can't wear anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, except for Dana White's Venom brand.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know he owned part of that.
I think he owns that
clothing
company. Yeah,
yeah, that's got to be conflict of interest.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's, like, buying it, though.
No, for sure not. I've never seen a Venom brand shit anywhere.
It's because it's fucking awful. He basically stole the shitty energy drink branding.
Yeah.
And, like, made it a clothing company.
Made some Muay Thai shorts.
It's shitty.
It is weird how that works. Because, yeah, they don't have anything to obviously represent themselves because they can't do the gloves. They can't do the pants. You can't stylize it. Like, that's why boxing's kind of cool. You come out hot.
Dude, UFC used to be sick like that, dude. Yeah. You guys come out with like all these cool sponsors like, on the shorts and stuff. Yeah. Like,
even in the Reebok era,
fuck these guys over.
Even in the Reebok era, where it does mess up the business, at least they had like variations. Like, some guys were short shorts, longer shorts, tights, not tights. What, you know? Now it literally looks all the same. And I get that you probably want standardization, but if you look at the other sports, the NBA has come full circle and done the opposite.
Yeah.
Right. Like, it was standardized beyond. Everyone's just wearing a blank white shoe, and then now people want to represent themselves a little bit, and it's only helped the culture of the sport.
For sure.
There's no negative. Yeah, and it's only helped the shoe companies. And I doubt it's taken away from anything the NBA's doing.
No.
Even baseball's loosened up.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Well, you got guys like guys on the Yankees are wearing like the Jordan 1s customized into cleats. And like a lot of guys are doing custom cleats. That's been going on for a little while now. Like, CeCe Sabathia was out there pitching in like cool gray 11s.
Yeah. They sponsored him pretty early in Jeter in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, when I was playing baseball 12 years, like, every shoe I had all the Jeters.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like spoiled in that
before
way.
That,
I wasn't buying him, but like, I was like, that was my shit.
No other baseball players like had a bunch of signature shit. Ken Griffey, but that's Nike also.
Like, half the Jeters were like his own kind of twist on a Jordan design, and some of them were just straight up Jordan designs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or his own trainer. But those guys definitely owe Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
There's just no way, right? Like, Ken Griffey, when did his shoe come out? 94, maybe? So about 10 years maybe after-ish. I'm making that up. 96.
Most like one of the most iconic shoes ever,
for sure. That's when they started to get funky.
It's hard to look at this and divorce it from, you know, knowing what happened. But like, as business owners, there are sort of two things that in my mind seem like gimmies. One of them was the just paying the fine for every time.
Yeah,
just like that
if
seems
you're
like
investing
an easy.
If you're investing $250,
yeah,
that's an easy one. Cause...
Yeah. And then the giving him points. Giving him gross points on sales.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, no one else was even going to come. Like, even the lawyer or his agent was like, no one was going to even come close. No one was going to else was going to match that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't have a signature shoe with Adidas, why would they? But that led us to now, which is a discount code on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
literally, right?
Yeah, exactly. Except that you can kind of fire and you know, those people and slightly rename or reformulate your product or whatever if you're using their name in the product. They were kind of all in, but they also thought they weren't going to sell that much.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say? Oh, what was the most shoes we've ever sold at once? 3 million pairs in a year?
Yeah. I think 3 million of basketball shoes, he said, right?
I don't know. I think he said that.
I thought
he said 3 million, but I don't think he said what kind, but I'm assuming that would have been basketball.
Yeah. I think he said 3 million a year in basketball shoes. And then the Jordan one, just in 1 year, sold $162 million.
Yeah. That was in 85.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was playing with them. He played with them a little bit in 84, kind of like testing them out.
Yeah. Because his last year in college was 83, 84. First league was 84, 85. Which is crazy.
Yeah. But no, it's hard knowing the outcome to have, you know, bet against that. But like if you saw an athlete that had great potential and your business slotted into that in some way,
yeah,
it's like, why not, right?
I don't think it was that. They obviously built up the drama for the movie and made Phil Knight like hop the fence on the idea. But like, if you're going to sponsor three whatevers for $250, it makes sense to sponsor one dope guy for $250. Like, he didn't really change the budget that much.
No.
Besides the Mercedes and the royalties.
It's all your eggs in one basket, but like, they didn't have a shot.
When they do it, it sounds like they did that every year. Every year they would grab three rookies. So then like you're making a 12-month bet.
Clearly it's not working also.
Right. Yeah, who are you signing in the past? They didn't mention all that because they probably didn't want to bash names. You know, like who they signed in 83 that flopped.
Yeah.
But to me, it's actually not that risky. All right, the basketball department's going to get shut down. Let's give this one last hope from like a data analysis business owner.
Mm-hmm.
If we're...
You got to swing for the fence. It's like clearly like the safe route in this like little like process you're doing with these execs that don't know shit. Oh, remember the guy was like, oh, let's take this number six guy. Okay, what do you like about his game?
Yeah.
It's like, you don't know shit. You just know he's number six on the board.
He's like, I like his playmaking. He's like, he had 30 assists all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they don't know basketball. They don't know shit. And even that seems pretty real too, because like, I've met tons of marketers that have no clue what's going on, where like there's intangibles, and that's kind of obviously what this whole story's about, is that he could see the intangibles in Jordan. But even that, like just purely gambling on a draft pick turning into a pro.
Yeah. I mean, no one, it was luck, right? At the end of the day, it's all luck. Because no one can ever, you can never say, like, oh, this guy, Jordan, is going to be.
No one knew.
The biggest, you know, player of all time, right?
Like,
you can't
No one knew.
No, you can't just, they got lucky.
Yeah.
And they made like some, like, clearly they saw something. Like, this guy's going to be really big.
Semi-educated.
He's going to be like, you know, a force in the league.
But no one knew. Ever predict, otherwise, like, he's not going fucking fifth.
Yeah, exactly. And they also played that whole thing like, oh, yeah, you got cut from your, always hear the story, you got cut from your high school team. It's like, well, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
He was a freshman on varsity.
Yeah, trying.
And they just demoted him back down to JV.
Yeah.
As a freshman.
He didn't the story is a little played up.
He didn't get cut from basketball like he wasn't playing basketball.
I was just talking to someone about that, and that this will obviously never happen in this era, or we say that, but Antetokounmpo's kind of similar, where I don't think he played basketball until he was like 16.
Yeah, he was old. Yeah.
But even that, like Dennis Rodman literally didn't play a sport until he was like 22.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Like, that's not going to happen nowadays, just because the talent pool is too deep.
Not anymore.
But they do kind of play up the Jordan high school cut thing.
Yeah, and it's like, but it's like, it's such a
he was still play on shitting words. On people.
Yeah, it was a play on words. He's just like, oh, he's maybe just a little immature for the size.
He didn't have his growth spurt.
Yeah,
it was but I mean, that's like, the same with his sons. Like, I was just watching a bunch of clips this morning about LeBron's kids. Bronny's 6'3", and now 18, going to USC. But his other son's a 15-year-old junior, going to be a junior, I think, and he's 6'6 already.
Yeah.
And he's shitting on people, you know? So, like, yeah, so much depends on, when you, I guess, hit puberty. You know what I mean? Like, that's the Kevin Durant story. That's all these guys. Like, oh, they were 6'1 in high school, and they were point guard, and then they grew to 7 foot, and now they're freakos in the NBA. I think Antetokounmpo, I think we talked about in the past, or I mentioned to you guys, like, they did a story or a movie on him on Disney Plus. It's just so Disney and so corny.
I saw that.
Yeah, but
I never watched it. But
the story's so good. So like, if they would have just waited, or if a bigger, you know, if they didn't want to make it, it's like a Disney Channel movie, you know, straight to thing.
Yeah, it's like made kind of Disney-esque, the very too light.
It's made for some seven-year-olds to understand.
Yeah.
But if they went into it, yeah, they don't even like show the darkness of being a refugee from Africa to Greece, you know. But if they did that, I think the story would like three of his brothers made it to the NBA eventually.
Yeah.
Like just an insane story. They all started playing after age 12. That is more of like a oh fuck story than Jordan.
Yeah. I think I've listened to a podcast that laid out that. It's a crazy story.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So we haven't done this before, but let's throw it out here anyway. Let's do most favorite and least favorite characters individually.
Damn.
Okay.
I think my most favorite, even though Matt Damon's very likable in this, I do like him, but I don't know why I do. I just love Chris Tucker. No matter what, I just kind of love Chris Tucker in general. And then in this, he's also good, but he's not like overbearing in the story. You know, he's not like, he's a main role, but he's not a main role. Kind of like Bateman.
They balanced the Chris Tucker very well.
Yeah, they didn't make him all too crazy because he's obviously like out of his mind. Yeah, but he's still like funny enough. So I'll probably go with Chris Tucker for my underdog. Like,
that's a good one.
But you, Dean,
I guess the underdog kind of character, or the character I like the best, I guess. I mean, I'm gonna stick with Matt Damon. I thought he's just so good. Yeah, I'm a huge Matt Damon fan.
Are you?
Yeah, I love the Bourne movies.
The Bourne movies are
good. You know, like I love the Bourne movies. I like, you know, Good Will Hunting is always obviously a classic. I'm a huge Rounders fan. Like I loved Rounders, the movie about him being a pro poker player.
Yeah.
Which they kind of like, you know, showed us like a little bit of that, you know, for fans. I think did a little bit of fan service with him gambling.
Yeah, I know that
he was supposed to set up the whole narrative that he like takes risks.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
But it just kind of reminded me of Rounders, which is like one of my favorite movies of all time. So, you know, I actually really, I liked his character.
Yeah, he's good.
My favorite character was probably, my favorite performance was a very a smallish character, and that's the guy who designed the shoe.
Yeah, he's good too.
Yeah, like you can tell this is a quirky dude. He's got stuff going on, you know.
Skating in the parking lot.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
And then they show the real person's picture at the end. It was pretty good.
It was pretty close.
It was pretty good.
To have designed the iconic Air logo. Like not at the, he didn't do it during the course of the film, but they talk about the fact that he
did it after this timeline.
Yeah,
it's like amazing.
Yeah,
the thought that somebody would come up with that and it would just resonate immediately.
Yeah, I wonder how many more sneakers that guy came out with.
I'm not sure. Well, Tinker came in pretty soon after that.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. Because Tinker did the threes.
Yeah,
so maybe that guy only did the twos. Or none.
I'd have to look it up. I'm not, like, honestly, the twos for me have always just been like a sideline to the story of the Jordan shoe.
They're
like,
growing on me though.
The lows are sick. Like the lows, the off white lows that are growing on me. That like look fake crumbled. Like those are pretty hard. I'm not gonna lie.
What about the J Balvin threes?
Dude, I don't like anything that guy does.
I like J Balvin. Do you see the threes though?
I don't. That's not for like the new ones.
Brand new.
The ones he gave to Khaled or whatever.
Maybe.
Nah, yeah, they're not for me.
Because the other ones were too loud, but I like the threes.
The new ones have a fucking light in the tongue.
Oh, man.
Like, turn it on.
Cheap Elvin, dude.
Fuck it. His
twos were loud.
So, back to the shoe least, guy.
Yeah.
I
wish they would have touched on Tinker.
I know, that would have been cool. SD Customs, a buddy of mine, he made me some custom Caffeine and Kilo shoes, Air Force Ones.
Oh, sick.
We used our coffee bag as the swoosh and shit. So he got hired for the props for this movie.
Oh, no way.
He made the shoe that is in the movie.
That's
he
sick.
Made that.
That's sick.
From at his shop. So he used to do custom Metcons in CrossFit.
That's dope.
I met him at Regionals one year, and we just kind of hit it off because we were talking about sneakers.
Some of those
shit.
Guys are crazy. Like the shoe surgeon.
Well, dude, so he was just doing this shit at his house. Great, cool story. SD Customs, just fucking painting shoes in his garage, right? Blah 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 gets a big following and opens up a custom sneaker school where you can go and like he bought a fucking space. Think about how much balls this guy's got.
Yeah.
Open up a space and like you people can pay you to come in and you can make shoes from scratch.
That's sick.
Wow. And it's like so niche, so like, man, are people gonna come and do this?
Yeah.
And then like I just watched it slowly on Instagram because I was following him, you know, and like it just like every
SD
fucking,
you said
SD Customs,
San Diego,
SD
is that
custom, way? And now he's got this like massive school. He's like sells out.
That's
you can make your You can make any shoe you want out of any materials. It's like, you know, most people are going in, they're making kind of like their own Travis Scott. Yeah. They're making their, anyways. So he got hired to do the,
that's dope.
The shoe for the movie.
That's cool that they like,
and he's got all that after the community. Came out. Yeah. Yeah. And after it came out, he, was able to like talk about it and yeah. then like showed all the process and like wow. it was pretty sick. I was like, what the fuck? You're crazy.
Yeah, I thought they just went into a vault somewhere and pulled out the original prototype.
They'll deteriorate.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They'll deteriorate. They literally have clips of, like sneakers like that people try to save from the 80s, and if you like literally step on them, they explode.
Wow.
They just like dissolve.
Yeah, the materials just weren't built to.
Yeah. But if you walk in them, they last if you wear a little longer.
Well, the way that it's the dry air.
The rubber.
Below it, Yep.
Least favorite guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the lawyer.
Yeah, the agent.
Right? Like, but that's obviously like what they tried to do.
Yeah, you're supposed to hate that guy, kind of.
Yeah. And he's not as bad as I thought, actually. You know, they didn't make him as slimy.
Well, the thing that bugged me was he said, if you can sign this deal, you'll be my best friend. And like, if I was Damon's character, I would have turned it around on him after they signed him and said, okay, now you have to be my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they say the dude had dinner by himself after selling his company and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. For like 100 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
I know. He probably sold it in the 80s rather than by the vibe of this, who knows how accurate it is, but you'd assume Jordan or his mom fired that fool.
Yeah.
Right. And then he sold his company. Because if he would have had Jordan through his entire career, you ain't selling your company. You're making a lot more than 100 mil.
Well, because he's getting a piece of that. He's getting a piece of the money that Jordan gets for the show.
You would get
you get whatever percentage of he makes percentage-wise.
And they said he's making 400 mil passive right now.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
For just his name being on. And they just keep reselling the same shoes. He probably does zero work. He's golfs.
Yeah. But for funsies.
Yeah.
There is like a Jordan golf team.
I golf in Jordan ones. Yeah. Low top shadows.
With the deals? With some spikes.
So they're like, you can wear them. I can wear them in here.
Yeah. But the
bottom is like this turf has like spikes. Dots.
Yeah.
But they're like super low profile. So you could wear them like,
yeah.
You wouldn't even know.
Yeah. Those are sick.
Just as a side note, I've never had anything against Nike, but I cannot fucking wear the shoes. They're just too narrow. Like,
they are. Super
you can
narrow.
See these Hokas.
Yeah.
See how wide these fuckers
those
are?
Those are not narrow.
Yeah. I can't wear Nikes.
I was a little bit like that as a kid. I have a whitish foot.
The ones, though, are probably one of their whitest shoes.
Especially the newer ones, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I just don't lace them.
Yeah. Man, least favorite. There wasn't that many characters in this movie.
And they're all kind of likable. The guy he went to get advice from, that guy was cool. Phil Knight's cool.
Oh, they talked about he still has the letter. Someone offered him $3 million for the Have a Dream.
That blew my mind. Yeah, I thought that was an apocryphal story.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's true.
Yeah. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I did know that he went off script, that Martin Luther King.
I've heard that.
The I Have a Dream speech, the second half of that speech, it was extemporaneous. He made it
freestyle.
Up on site.
Freestyle.
Off the dome.
Off the dome.
The first freestyle.
Yeah.
I guess I hate having a piggyback, but there just wasn't much depth of characters. Like, I liked everybody else. So, I guess the lawyer guy, but he was supposed to be shitty, so it's kind of like...
Yeah, they made light shit. Like, they didn't make him totally evil. Same with, the Adidas people. You're like, well, I don't like them, but they didn't make him evil.
Well,
you're just like, eh.
Yeah.
All of us have dealt with people in our industry that you didn't love them, but you knew you could work with them.
Yeah, they're fine.
And that's that guy in my mind.
Yeah, he's not terrible. Yeah, I'd do a deal with that lawyer or the agent. Who cares?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Phil Knight, though, I thought they did really good, too. I kind of wish he was in it more. And then, I wish they would have touched on Tinker. Because when did the 3 come out? Probably 1990 or 89.
The 3, I think, was...
Probably 88. Because they did every single year, I think, for a bit.
Yeah, it was 85 and then 86.
What a great year 88 is, huh, bud?
86, 87 for the two, and then,
88, 89.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, the 4 was 89.
Yeah.
Because I still have my original Jordan 4s from 89.
Were you born in 89?
I was born in 88.
Yeah, me too. I thought we were threes guys together.
I know we were, but I got but I got the 4s as a kid, the white ones, white cement, and I still fucking have them.
I remember my
real laces. It feels like a real shoe.
No, they're crazy.
That was shrunk.
Yeah. Yeah, all leathery. Size.
It was all legit materials. They still, Brock wore them.
Yeah.
Like, it was like...
I should ask my mom more, because, I mean, she was literally in Beaverton from 82 to 89.
Mm-hmm.
So she was kind of in the middle, and Beaverton's not that big.
No.
It's a suburb of Portland. So, I wonder if she remembers some of the hustle and bustle. I do remember my dad He had Trailblazer season tickets at the time. I mean, I remember him telling me. I obviously don't remember. But Portland had been like a sports town in some sense because they're still like, yeah, like Oregon, you know, the Ducks were a thing. The Beavers were a thing.
Yeah.
Trailblazers were decent. They weren't amazing, but they were decent. So I do wonder what the culture was like in Beaverton, which I think is far west from the rest of that mess. But it had to have a name. You know, like we even know the companies that are going on here. You know, the Trifectas, the Cold Plunges, the whatever. Like we know, and those aren't even close to what Nike was.
No.
Even though Nike was smallish in the basketball scene.
I remember being in Beaverton very briefly, like on a sales trip or something like that, in that like 80, probably 7, 88, something like that. Yeah. And I certainly knew about Nike.
Yeah, had to be.
Then, yeah.
Yeah, and it was probably semi-known that it wasn't in a big city like a New York or a Boston or a...
Yeah, I mean, how many billion-dollar companies were in Portland? The area?
Yeah, enough.
Yeah. The only one.
Yeah.
The funny thing that kind of was like a pass line was a throwaway line. I mean, was when Phil Knight was like, they're talking about how like African or no, was it Chris Tucker? We were talking about African Americans aren't going to run 26 miles for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
that was funny.
Yeah,
like that was only for like white people did that kind of shit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Joke, and that was funny because like obviously like all the main Kenyan guys are like dominating.
Yeah, right. Now.
Yeah.
2 hour fucking marathons.
I wonder if the scene was different there for endurance running. And then obviously I think that was like, yeah, a light foreshadow of how tied Nike is to hip hop, to basketball, to black culture in America now, right? Like
for sure.
Now Nike's just literally it everywhere. But like even when I was growing up, like Air Force Ones was part of the black culture. You know, it's not like regular kids were wearing Air Force Ones or even Jordans as much. Like, sure, Seinfeld and people dabbled in it, but...
Well, dude, the Jordan Ones, like, the thing that they... I know they can't really... It doesn't fit the story, doesn't matter, but, like, the skateboarding scene in the 80s was... Like, skateboarding was huge in the 80s, yeah, right? And the number one shoe that all the guys wore skateboarding was the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
So a ton of those fucking sales were going to... young kids on skateboards.
For
like
sure.
They kind of hinted at the guy like was into skateboarding also that designed it. But like go watch like the Tony Hawk, like the old school Powell stuff. Search for Animal Chin video. It's like they're all, you know, Lance Mountain and all those guys, they're all wearing Jordan 1s that entire like movie video.
There's
like
no such thing as a skate shoe to probably mid-90s.
It was the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
Like everybody bought the Chicago colorway or the baby blue ones, but like the Royals, which is my favorite colorway, those ones like nobody wanted, so they were like dirt cheap at all the stores. You can get them for like 50% off. So like all these kids were just skating these black and blue like Royal.
Just because you're gonna beat them up on your skateboard.
Yeah, you're gonna destroy them. And so it was like, it was like the number one like shoe for skateboarding. So anybody that skateboarded, you had Jordan ones.
Yeah, and the culture, like, you know, the Seinfeld, like Seinfeld was fucking Michael Jackson, you know, like the show is comedy. Like he was so popular and he's stomping around in J1s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The whole culture about it is funny.
Yeah. It's sick. But yeah, the whole scale, the skateboarding scene was a major impact, I feel like, on the Jordan brand, like in the early 80s.
Yeah.
It kind of blows my mind how international the skateboard thing was it back then.
Yeah.
I mean it's a big deal now, but it was a big deal back then in a way that I don't think I really understood before. Like we were on this trip, we were in Wales and we were up in the hills, like in this remote town or whatever, and this guy has this coffee truck and we're talking to him. He's like, "Oh, where are you from?" "Well, we're from California." He said, "Oh, I've been to California a bunch of times." "Oh, what took you to California?" He's like, "Yeah, I went a bunch as a kid. I was a big skateboarder and I was in Santa Cruz like a bunch of times." I was like, "You flew from fucking Wales to California
to find the scene.
Skateboard." He said, "Yeah, we don't have like big open empty pools here." It's like, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. But
and if everyone's there doing it, I mean, even now, like any niche still does that, right? Like everyone's flying to Houston to go to Alpha Land. And if you're a powerlifter or a bodybuilder, you're going to go find that scene. Like you can find a barbell anywhere, but can you find like the barbell with everyone doing what you're doing?
Where's the pulse?
Even CrossFit. Yeah. They're coming to SAC. They're coming to LA. They're coming to San Diego because California kind of like was the epitome of that. Now maybe, obviously Kentucky where Rich is or whatever, but.
Yeah.
Or Tennessee, my bad.
CrossFit's in a fucking... That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah, it's in a weird...
They're in a fucking weird place right now. The shit's like falling apart over there.
Yeah, it's been a little rough. A couple years.
Weird.
All right, well, let's rate this thing. And I think that we should rate this on one iconic image from the whole thing, and that is the Mercedes
380 SEL.
Yes.
Or SL. That was my first car.
You had that car?
I had that car.
That's funny.
In a navy blue.
The drop, I didn't know. Converti?
It was a hard top Converti.
Oh, damn.
I didn't know that was a Jordan thing.
I never
really.
I never heard about the car.
Because I always called it the Beverly Hills Cop. Because that's the Beverly Hills Cop car. And so I always knew it as that. But that was my first car.
His was silver?
His was red.
Was it red?
Oh, Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
I think he has one in each Beverly Hills Cop. So it depends on which movie.
Oh, got it.
I think he has the same car in all three.
Got it.
Mine was navy blue. My dad bought it for like $3,000. I mean, it was his technically. I was fucking 16. But I drove that silly thing around. It was cool.
Sick.
Yeah, I didn't know. Now it's cooler because that Jordan. Because the Beverly Hills Cop, I'm not a big fan. You know, I love Eddie Murphy, but Beverly Hills Cop's whatever.
Yeah.
I like the first one.
I never got into those.
Yeah, I didn't either. Even though, despite, Eddie Murphy being dope, and I like that era. So we're doing it on what?
On
Benzos?
Yeah.
I actually really liked it. I left it in a really good mood. It's like a weird feel-good movie. It's obviously right up my alley with sneakers, basketball, and like apparel and business. I might give it like a 4.2. Maybe a 4.2?
Out of 5?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
It was one of the first movies over in the last 5 years that I left. I was like, oh, it was pretty good. Like, I enjoyed it. Like, I think it was good, and I enjoyed it. Where, like, I saw Guardians of the Galaxy over the weekend, too. And I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that, like, the greatest?
It's also sad, though, right?
Dude, I cried.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Mom cried, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Uh-huh.
That's not good.
But it was good. Yeah, it was good. I think it was good. Yeah, 4. 4 Benzos.
Dino?
I really enjoyed it. I felt it was a little fan service-y at times, but like I said earlier, like it kind of has to be, right? Yeah. It wasn't too long.
Right.
No,
like I feel
it's pretty
like
solid under length.
2 hours. Yeah.
Perfect
yeah.
length. Like the cast was great. You know, I honestly hate to copy, but I'm gonna stick with the 4.2.
Yeah.
4 as well.
I might win some little awards or something, eh? They might get some love.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Like you get Ben Affleck and Matt Damon in a room together having like a conversation, and it's like
everything
it's going to work out.
Everything you see them do together anywhere is absolutely believable.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, Phil Knight. Yeah, you played a good Phil Knight, I think.
Regardless of any other scenes that either one of them have in anything you see them in, when you see them together, it just fucking works. They just like know how to play off each other so well. I'm actually going to go a little higher. I'm going to go 4.5 on
this
one. I mean,
that's fair.
Of all the,
I think it's fair too.
Of all the things that we watched that have been, we haven't seen that many that were, not actually documentaries. They were, fictionalized versions of
Will Smith
stories.
One was not
trash. Yeah. This one was really good. It's definitely a feel good. I was happy watching it. I loved the take on the characters. I thought, even when you can see sometimes actors entirely disappear in roles, and sometimes you can really just see the actor and he's doing his interpretation of this character, and you're supposed to see both at the same time, and it's supposed to enhance the experience. This is that movie for me. Everyone was cast to kind of type.
Yeah.
I mean, the only outlier was just fucking Matt Damon looking fat. So
Yeah, or like the wig on Phil Heath, Phil Knight.
That was gonna say that threw me off
a little bit.
But when you see pictures of him,
and I think they purposely like try to turn up his goofy.
Yeah,
he was supposed to be the comedic break. Yeah, stuff. Yeah, he was supposed to be the comedic break.
Yeah, it just funny because it looked like Ben Affleck was like in really good shape underneath the whole like sloppy mess.
Yeah, he might have been
because I think he's like probably in Batman shape when he like made this, because like I've seen him when he looks softer, his face isn't that chiseled up.
And they're throwing him in like bright pink tights. Yeah. Like they're doing the whole shebang with him, the runner shit.
But he was wearing like a white jacket when he came in. His shoulders are enormous.
Yeah, he's on the TRT Batman diet right now.
He is on the Batman sups
for sure.
He's not in cigarette Ben shape.
Yeah.
The meme where he's in that
smoking
the cig. Just
what
like,
movie is that? Is he in one of like some 70s movie where he has a wig like that too? I swear like he's worn that wig.
Oh,
probably. It's probably the same wig.
Argo.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, if it was the
and
Argo.
He's under,
wig,
yeah, he's under
a little bit.
Yeah.
I saw that a long time ago.
It's all about the town. That's a whole other
town's
thing.
Good.
I love the town.
Town's good.
Town's good, yeah. Poor Jeremy Renner.
Dude, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. So we got. Yeah, it was good. It's free.
Yeah. Well, if you have Amazon Prime.
To piggyback, if I would have had to have paid,
and I would have gave it the same of score. I didn't take it away.
I would too. It's good.
It's really good. I mean, the fact that we're getting that kind of a product for free in 2023 is pretty good. Can't really. I mean, free, right? We're, you know, whatever. We're paying monthly for it, but
yeah.
The great movie.
I agree.
Yeah. Where can people find you, Dean?
You can find me at, you know, Dean Storrs if you wanted to see pictures of my family.
There you go.
Yeah, or Caffeine and Kilos if you're into coffee and lifting weights and just, you know, having fun.
Caffeine and Kilos. Lovely family.
Yeah, caffeineandkilos.com, Caffeine and Kilos on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, new episodes Wednesday and Friday, 3sb.co for your clothing. Goodcompanydiscord.com if you want to get involved. And I'm Sal and Mike. Where do you want to find me?
I'm at the Jim McD on all the social media. This show is 50% facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. We'll talk to you next time.